That name, Jesus, is the only name that we are to recognize and use with authority. Amen. Some of them say, well, you don't go to my church, you ain't right. No, I'm going to tell you what's the truth here. If you don't receive Jesus, you're not right. This is a personal thing. It's not about what church you go to. You can go to every kind of church on this earth and not be right. What makes you right? Receiving life from God. And he tells us exactly how to receive it. And that's where we started out. At the beginning, how to receive life and be right. You don't want to leave this life not knowing Jesus. You don't want to be foolish. Hallelujah. And we're doing everything we can to encourage you. Even you that are viewing us by live stream, you don't want to live your life without Christ. You don't want to be uncertain, unsure, and just going along with the crowd. You want to personally, you between you and God Almighty, you and the Lord Jesus Christ, you want to make it that you have made this a personal, conscious act on your part that you know for yourself. You don't need me to tell you. You don't need that person to tell you. You don't need that church to tell you. You want to do this yourself. That you know. And once you know, can't nobody take it from you. Isn't that something? Amen. And people they'll try to take it from you. The devil tried to talk you out of it. And when I didn't know these things, I just kept going to the Word. So many times I felt condemned. I would get on my knees and I'd just get down there and I felt like a condemned nut. Jesus. And just stayed there, and then I get up, walked away condemned. But I didn't leave this Word. I kept going. Finally, one day the light came on. The light came on. And I know now. Can't nobody take this from me. Hallelujah. I said, I know now. I don't think it. I know it. So how do you get that? I kept going to the Word. I kept going. I kept going. I kept feeding. I kept going. I'm sure, and I know. If I can be that sure about my salvation, I can be that sure about my healing, I can be that sure about my prosperity, I can be that sure about my peace, I can have it all. It's all mine now. He will take what is his and show it unto you. He will take it and what belongs to you and show it unto you that you know. I don't care what they use. I don't care how you got here. But once you get in this earth and once the gospel get to you, you got a right to respond to the truth. I don't care if you will concede out of wedlock. I don't care if this happened. Once that gospel get to you and you hear it, it doesn't matter. God changes you from inside out and make you who he wants you to be. And guilt and shame and all the other things leave because you now have become a new creation. And Mark Gospel said, this is what we are to preach. We are to preach Jesus and Jesus and Jesus. That's all we are to preach, Jesus. But people got all this other stuff, Muhammad, this here and that there, bunk and baloney. Jesus, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father by me. You're called. I am called. We are called to preach Jesus and his resurrection, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, and his seating at the right hand of the Father God, that he will give you everything you need. Hallelujah. That he will give you everything you need to sustain you, to propel you, to call you to excel, to win, overcome, because the greater one is in you. You can't lose. There's no losing in God. We are not losers. Yes, we are challenged. Yes, we are. But we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We hold fast to the confession of our faith. It's tough, you might say. Stay with it because you're tougher than tough. You can't defeat God. You can't overcome the blood. We've been washed in the blood. We've been set free by God. And he told you, now devil, get your hands off of me. Get your hands off of me. Get your hands off of my mind. Yeah, but you did this last night. It ain't your business. It is not your business what I did. It's what I'm doing now. I'm giving God first place. I'm giving the word first place. I take God at his word. And when I do, my daily walk began to get strength. My daily walk began to grow with him. He means more to me than those things. Hallelujah. You can get so in love with Jesus that those things lose it grip, lose it value, lose it influence, and lose all of that stuff. You don't have to have it. What you don't feed won't grow. But if you feed your spirit, you'll grow. The Holy Spirit is your friend. He's living inside of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can we say praise the Lord?